This is the Sean Salisbury Show. Here are your hosts, the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
Welcome back to the Sean Salisbury Show. We're on Twitter at S Salisbury Show. And we're joined for the second time on our show here. We're grateful to have him on. The great Charles Oakley joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show at Charles Oakley34. Charles, welcome. We appreciate you coming back and reviewing these NBA finals with us, my friend.
Well, have I been correct or have I been wrong?
No, you've been correct, so let's get right into that. First, let me hit Tristan Thompson. You know, a guy's 92, I mean, I guess the money doesn't mean much, but it's $92 million
right,
over 5 years,
yeah.
So you trust a guy. You played physical. The guy's got to be more productive than this in the series. Would the series be different if he was dominating his position?
Well, I think Golden State keep him the way he run the offense, keep him from being dominant. So now all you got to do is watch film and find a way that, you know, you got to adjust your game to different players. And, you know, the team that's going to shoot a lot of jumpers have a lot of stuff around them outside the paint. And some big guys, they use the move outside the paint. But he do pretty well, but I don't like when they switch him with Curry. Curry really get him rocking, and he get his shot off. But sometimes he can play outside. But my thing is, he has to be effective on the offensive board. Just use energy and throw his body around.
You know, Charles, with I think Cleveland, 24 threes on Friday, set an NBA record
right.
with 24 threes, which is the irony because the team they're playing is the great three-point shooting team. Can they live by the three-pointer in the rest of this series and stay in it, or do they got to get physical?
Well, you're going to be in Golden State, and there's a team that like to run, team that like space, teams can get shots off of anywhere. Cleveland just going to have to stay engaged like they did last year in Game 7 and play smart, eliminate turnovers, make sure Kyrie got to just keep doing his thing, and I think LeBron automatically going to just, you know, basically he's a triple, walk around a triple-double guy. And JR, you know, I don't know if the first play of the game was missed for him or not, but if you can get him going, you know, 2-3-3s here and there, they'd be able to confidence for his defense. But they just had to realize that, hey, you know, back against the wall, but I see a little pressure on Golden State, too.
What would you, if you were giving the pregame speech to Cleveland tonight, what would you say to him?
Well, you know, hey, one game at a time. Let's go back to just playing grounding ball. Everybody just have to, you know, stay engaged and stay with the game plan and, you know, realize that Kyrie and LeBron is, you know, they bread and butter. And, you know, somebody on the bench got to come in and make them do the little thing and be effective for Cleveland and try to get 10 points. But Cleveland got to have to get the lead and just try to hold the lead, you know, especially getting the fourth quarter with, you know, like a 10- to 12-point lead. Because Golden State, like I said, they can hit you 2-3s in 30 seconds, that's 9 points. And Cleveland don't need them to get a big run. And keep them in half court and stop the run out.
Charles Oakley, 19 seasons, an NBA player, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Charles, what's been your biggest surprise, good or bad, in the first, four games of this series?
Well, I mean, first two games was kind of bad. Even though Cleveland was close, I have had a third game. It looked better, but you know, game four was a really kind of tough game to watch for a fan. You know, I was at the game and, you know, a lot of you know, bitching and moaning and, you know, the fishing, yeah, it got kind of sloppy and, you know, I think it helped Cleveland in the long run because Golden State, Cleveland couldn't put them away. They kept, you know, going up 21. They keep bringing it back down 10-12. But after that little incident, and that seemed like Cleveland got going after that. Golden State went the other way. So, hey, if I'm Cleveland, I'm going to start bumping them the same way and hoping that, you know, we can get them off their game and try to win the game like that.
Okay, let me this will be a fun question for me because I loved your era of basketball. How would you deal with Draymond Green if you two were one-on-one on the court and you were covering him and he was covering you?
I wouldn't do nothing with him, but I would just make it work, beat him down. I don't think Draymond's physical is back, you know, from the power forwards. He played two or three for different positions. He got to get pretty, got a lot of heart. But, you know, Draymond was 6'5", 6'6", so he wouldn't be able to push a lot of guys around, but I like his heart. You know, he played with a lot of heart and he really emotional on the court. And, you know, I think he gets away with a lot. But, you know, the official don't call it, so I ain't mad at it.
With that officiating talk, bad night by the officials on Friday night, Charles. Do you I know it's a tough job. How do you rank the officials in this series and, quite frankly, overall in the NBA, game in and game out?
Well, I mean, it's a different league. They got to let different things go by. I think you can get away with traveling every night. They don't call that no more. It's just a different league. They want points. And you can double dribble more. You can travel more. And, hey, if you're a great player, they're going to try to make sure you don't look great at all times. But I don't know. Officially, I never got into them, you know, because they got a hard job, number one, because it used to be called what you see. Now you got to wait 2 or 3 seconds to make a call. That's kind of funny.
Game 5 tonight's at 8 p.m. what, Eastern time? On 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight on ABC. And it's Game 5. How tight, Charles, with what happened last year with LeBron bringing him back from 3-1 and them going on and winning this thing, if, in fact, Cleveland can go in and take care of their business tonight and then they get to go back home for Game 6, doesn't pressure fall directly on Golden State? And how tight will they start to get because of the pressure going back to Cleveland?
Well, you know, two guys in this Game 5 for Golden State didn't play Game 5 last year, but KD's been, you know, he's been doing his thing. And, you know, they still got the best three shooters, you know, in one team. So I know that, you know, they're going to try to come out early and make a statement. But if Cleveland can sustain some of the three-pointers they make and, you know, just play, know they're going to make a run here and there. So they built like that. But you can't let them make no 15-point run, maybe about, you know, 3 or 4 buckets. But when they start getting over 10 or 15-point lead, they get real comfortable and they play better than Golden State too.
Is Cleveland capable of turning it on defensively? Are they good enough? Can Kyrie and Kevin Love defend?
I don't know about turning it on. You want to play good defense all the time. I don't like the word people talking about they're going to turn it on here.
Right.
I don't think you got them type of guys in this era can do that. I mean, you just play what the defense gives you. But Cleveland just got to play up and go to say, keep trapping Curry, make him work on both ends, and hopefully that, you know, they can have an off night.
Yeah, longtime NBA star Charles Oakley joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Charles, how the way KD's played, seems like he's played with a chip on his shoulder. And this is we hear this era talk and the GOAT and LeBron James and MJ, and we hear this. And now the talk is, well, he's closed the gap on LeBron James. Has Kevin Durant closed the gap on the GOAT in the current NBA status?
I don't think he closed it. The gap on the GOAT. LeBron, if he to go, ain't nobody even close to LeBron. LeBron is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. KD got a lot of game. He playing, yeah, right. He playing on a mission this year. I think he just feel real comfortable with the guys he's playing with, and that's motivating him more. Because in Game 3, when he just walked into that 3, he just like you can see him coming down court. You knew he was going to take it, and that's a lot of confidence about playing with Curry and Klay. Because they can make shots the same way he was making shots. That was a big shot, and you know, it put him up one, and they didn't look back.
If LeBron's able to pull this off in Cleveland, not just LeBron, but Cleveland, and pull this off and come back and win this, where does this rank in comebacks in the history of sports?
I guess we got to put it in the ranking like last year. I know it'll be one more, or 4 in a row, but it's going to be tough. You know, as far as ranking, I don't know, but if he win this, hey. They talking about LeBron is LeBron that. You're going to have to give him all the credit in the world. But right now, they focus on trying to win one game, and they ain't worrying about what he put in as his career. Because when it happens, it's automatically going to be validated, you know.
Will anybody close the gap on number 23, your guy, Michael Jordan?
I want one guy. You know, he's close. It's just like, you know, it's 4 quarters in a game, and you know, when you're driving a car, you know, it's that quarter tank and the light come on.
Yep.
You know, LeBron, you know, his light is on, so he got to do it quickly. But he got to win this game tonight and just keep filling up. And like I said, he's a great player. And I never seen someone can do all these things on the court every night for 75 to 100 games a year. You have to give him all the credit.
Who wins tonight, Charles?
If Cleveland go in the fourth quarter up 10 or 12, they win. They don't, Golden State wins.
Well, and if Golden State wins, bingo, bango, bongo, series over. We'll see if LeBron can keep it alive. Charles, we always appreciate you coming on. You know you're always welcome on this show. We appreciate your awesome insight, brother.
No problem. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Charles Oakley, at Charles Oakley 34 on Twitter. Can they shoot like they did Friday night? Again?
They're streaky.
I don't know if anybody can shoot like that again.
Well, Golden State probably can.
Yeah, Golden State does it often.
Yeah, I mean, if you could hit 24 three-pointers, though, in an NBA Finals game, yeah. I don't know how you... J.R. Smith hit one from half court at one point in that game. I don't know if anybody could shoot that well again.
If they score 86 points in the first half again, yeah, they can win.
Wonder if they can pull this off on the road and do this. I wonder, and Charles, the best point, and he made a lot of them, is that that gas light is on. How much is left in the tank to get you to the finish line? And does he have time to refuel?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. And the other thing you're going to come back to is if you're the Cavaliers, you've been the better team in the last two games. If you lose game five tonight, you're going to go back to the game three loss. You're not going to go back to this loss tonight because this is a road game at one of the toughest places to win, even though you've won there in recent history. But you're going to replay that game three where it was an 11-0 run to end the game.
Yeah. Not right now. Right now, you're only focused about tonight.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying if they lose the series, game three is going to be the game you look at.
And the biggest cliche in the world, which we all got to live by, and as a player, I hated it, but you have to live by it, is they got to take it one series, one play, one game at a time. I hate it because it sounds such coach speak, but they must take each possession at a time. They cannot turn it over, and you got to prevent the major run. You just do. You can't allow Golden State to go on a major run. We will talk at 6:25 Eastern. Jeremy Roenick's going to finalize the breakdown of the NHL playoffs and the Stanley Cup Finals and the champion Pittsburgh Penguins. Up next, we'll break down the NBA as only we can and the Wrath of Sean in about 20 minutes right here on the Sean Salisbury Show.